When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Do you think there's any value into designing a new NFT? Could we create life?
I mean, I thought you already wanted to make a new NFT with Mick Jagger's balls.
Well, that's what I think we should officially do.
Yeah, balls. We'll call it balls of tees. Balls tees.
I think we just call it NFT. I think balls tees might not get
I don't think
across.
People will respond to that.
They won't understand.
Once we get this thing made, we've got to breathe life into it. We've got to give it a personality and a voice. And we've got to create. We've got to play God here.
You know, once we get the ball rolling, I think it'll all fall into place.
The balls.
Pun. Sort of like a punis.
Lame.
That's Quirky's 1988 for you. Quirky's 307 is here, and you can call me Loot. You're listening to Prop Culture, where three NFT characters replacing friendly wagers on the relentless pop culture absurdities that seem to get weirder every week. Friendly reminder that everything we say is completely unreliable. Also, if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you offer your wagers. iHeartPropCulture@gmail.com or iLoveProbCulture@gmail.com. I think maybe I don't want to make any more than just one bet. I feel like I want to do something that's a sure thing. I'm just throwing my money away at you losers. I haven't won anything, so I'm just going to do a sure bet.
I'm not going to say that you won a bet, but you came awful close to winning a bet.
What's the word when you don't win it?
Lose?
That's right, Quirkies.
Yeah, that's lose.
Okay.
A loser.
Okay. No, listen. So last week, remember we were talking about celeb real estate?
Yes.
Got an update?
Loot Bag for Adventurers said, what celeb will list their home as a rental? You said Matt Damon, because he's got all that NFT money.
Yeah.
He may be prepping to have one of his houses set up as a rental because he just bought an $8.5 million Westchester County retreat.
Oh, really?
I am not kidding. This is this week. This is hot off the press.
Tell me about this retreat.
Well, it's Bedford, New York.
That's about 45 minutes north of Manhattan.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
I'd probably make it in about 33 because I got a heavy foot. Damon and his wife, Luciana Barroso, bought it through an LLC that shares a Santa Monica address with Damon and Affleck's Pearl Street Films.
He bought
it for his company.
Yeah, he bought it for his company.
And
wow.
You think maybe his part of his company is kind of like an Airbnb deal? Or?
Yeah, I mean, they're probably, you know, using like some of the excess money to just invest in real estate, you know, because like maybe like an investor gave him $50 million and they only spent $40 million. Why not buy another, you know, property put out for rent, you know, and actually sell it when they need the money?
Now it's $8.5 million, but it's 7,190 square feet. It's a colonial style home, 4-bedroom, 5.5 baths, built in 2004, renovated last year.
Wow. So yeah, I do think that's up for a rental soon. Yeah.
What is his exposure in the NFT world? Is he diversifying? Is he dumping one thing to pick up another? How does that work?
I am not sure. I mean,
no, I got to the bottom.
I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer to that.
I wish there was a website called Dirt NFTs where they showed news of celebrities selling their NFTs.
Look, there is, Quirkies. It's called Prop Culture.
Okay.
Nice.
And you're the person.
Okay.
Yeah, once we get this NFT set up, you could also make a website. We could do all sorts of side projects. I don't think we could be like Ben and Matt.
We can be like Ben and Matt. Let's get started today. We're going to make, we're going to get this balls rolling. That's the name of the project. This is relevant to you. Netflix says that TV will be dead in the next 5 to 10 years.
Seems like a really defensive thing to say.
What do they mean by TV? Just like cable TV, or just the act of looking in front of this big screen and watching things for 30 minutes?
I think that they see, you know, podcasts and all these other forms of media that are more interactive, that it's a dying medium. Ad models are completely shifting.
Well, but why are they making an ad-supported tier plan then?
I don't know.
You know, they're just talking out of their ass because they are partnering with Microsoft to make an ad-supported tier plan.
They had a little gray man bed, if you recall.
Yeah, I do recall.
Yeah.
But
do you remember what the bet was?
Yeah, will there be a sequel?
I said no.
I said Bollywood might make a sequel, but not like the Anglo territories, no.
Lootbag said yes. Guess what?
I said absolutely.
No sequel yet.
You sure about that?
Yes.
You sure about that, you sons of bitches?
Wait, what?
Uh-huh. Sure?
I didn't even bother looking into this because it seems so absurd.
Oh, interesting.
Whoa. Are you looking at menshealth.com? Because they are writing
about this. I usually
am.
That's where I get my news.
They have a Gray Man Universe plan, but you know, there's no confirmation yet. There's no budget yet.
Oh, there's no budget yet? Are you sure?
There is no confirmation, Luke.
Here's something that's a detail of this. They bought the Russos, the Gray Man, and they're also putting $200 million into another Russo production called The Electric State. Internet chatter already has hints at prequel and sequel installments in the works. This hasn't been confirmed by Netflix.
I mean, it hasn't been confirmed.
It hasn't been confirmed. We cannot award you any $10 for internet chatter. It's speculative.
Men's Health.
Yeah, Men's Health, where they talk about testosterone balls all the time. Why would they know about movies?
We talk about balls all the time, too.
Yeah, we're doing an NFT about balls.
We've spent...
You had a good idea about it.
14% of our podcast history talking about Mick Jagger's balls.
So, Lute, so you're bringing the Netflix thing up because you think you won the bet, but you did not yet.
Yep.
Well, it came close again.
Yeah, came close again. That's why I'm not making dumb bets anymore.
No money has been exchanged anywhere.
Hold on.
What?
The missive is here.
Oh, God.
I'm
getting really tired of this thing.
Dear Lootbag and the rest, existence continues to be a gamble. Here are today's topics. Gremlins versus Baby Yoda.
Remember the movie Gremlins?
Yeah.
I thought Gremlins was scary.
I haven't seen it in quite some time.
I haven't seen it in a while either.
I was ever afraid of it.
Yeah, man. Don't get water on them. Remember the little character that was the star of the Gremlins movie?
Mogwai.
I think that was what he was, but he had a name.
Oh, really?
His name? I know this.
What's his name?
Gizmo.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, I know Gizmo.
I knew that. I sounded like it. Let me take that back a step. Oh, yeah. Gizmo the Mogwai?
Yeah. It's better that you don't know this. There was an article that I read in Salon.com that the Mandalorian copied Baby Yoda.
I wouldn't be surprised because when I first saw Baby Yoda, that's what I thought of the Gremlins.
I
think Joe Dante did also.
John Favreau said Baby Yoda was inspired by E.T., so I mean, if he's willing to say that.
I don't know if it's friendly or not. I can't quite tell if it's tongue-in-cheek laughy or is it serious. Is this a real beef? Is it going to spill over into something?
I don't think it'll just spill over just because Disney's a powerful company and I think they have the lawyers to stomp down any articles that PR agents might write.
Well, look, I mean, I read the article.
Yes, but it's from Salon. Is it going to spread to Hollywood Reporter?
San Francisco Chronicle. Gremlins director says Baby Yoda is completely stolen from classic film.
Yeah, that's a blurb, exclusive.
Who was he? Was he talking to San Francisco Chronicle?
Looks like he was doing maybe a conference call with a bunch of reporters, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the video chat, so it's hard for me to say if he was being sincere, but if he feels that way, I wonder if he has a case.
You should get that lawyer who sued the Blurred Lines guy.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Thicke?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's a music lawyer, but
that's true. That guy is a magician of law.
Yeah.
Gremlin's Secret of the Mogwai is coming out on HBO Max this fall. It's an animated series. That's why this is suddenly come back again.
Okay, so there are PR agents involved.
Maybe someone, Joe Dante is working with some social media experts.
That show's about to come out, so maybe they're ginning up some...
Probably, that's good PR.
Is there going to be legal action over this?
I don't think so. I think it's... Now that you mentioned that, I didn't know about the HBO Max series, but... Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's a PR campaign, and that's that.
Yeah, I don't think there will be a lawsuit.
I think Joe Dante probably called up Jon Favreau and said, "Now, John, I'm not going to be mad at you, but I'm going to say some stuff in San Francisco. I think it's going to get some good buzz for both of us."
Mm.
That's what I imagine happened.
I think that could be very accurate. You guys have talked me out of it. You guys have certainly convinced me that I think you're right. I think it's all just a great, very smart PR campaign.
Now, John, I don't care if people really believe it. We're in Hollywood. We're in showbiz.
Right? That's how Joe Dante talks?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, controversial, but look what Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's fight has brought upon their careers. They're both more famous than they ever were.
I don't know. Some people would say that both of their careers are ruined, though. Or do you think they are?
I don't think so. I think, looking at the Kardashians, I think any sort of publicity is good publicity these days.
I don't know. That doesn't apply to a lot of people.
Oh, unless if you're, like, canceled.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
None of these guys got canceled. Everyone's talking about them and looking at them and saying they sure are cute. They're both cute. I love them both.
Yes.
Yeah. People
we
are
love
saying,
Gremlins. We love The Mandalorian. I mean, I don't, but other people do. Maybe
I bet people are, like, now, like, doing drawings of Baby Yoda coming out of Gizmo's vagina, and like people are, you know, doing all these.
Look that up.
Oh, wow.
Does that exist?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I'll make it on Dolly right now. We're getting
too late, man. Dolly went pay.
Really? So did someone buy
Dolly?
Well,
no, you get credits. You get a bunch of credits for free. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But so I wonder. Okay, I'm going to type Baby Yoda. It's Yoda or Yoga?
I'm looking at Yoda and Gizmo together.
Gizmo's vagina
I didn't see that.
A photorealistic style.
Wow. Did you make this?
In Dahlia. Yeah.
Yeah. We save this so that we can mint this?
Sure, it's saved.
Maybe we mint an NFT every week and give it to a listener.
Do we have the funds to do that?
Yeah.
Do we have the crypto to do that? To print?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We got lots of money.
Kid Cudi storms off stage.
Speaking of Mogwais and Yodas, Kid Cudi is also wearing pointy ears.
Oh, really? Is he wearing them? Or did he get... some people get body modifications.
No, I think he's just wearing them. I'm not sure if he's wearing them when he got booed off stage or whatever. He got bottles thrown at him.
Somebody threw garbage at him.
Yeah. I saw there was a TikTok of the guy actually throwing the bottle that broke the Cudi's back.
So it was a bottle that hit him?
So maybe like a plastic water bottle or something. He wore pointy ears for the Kids' Choice Awards.
Why did they? Why were they booing him?
I think because they thought Kanye was going to perform, or because they knew Kanye wasn't, and was just like, oh, we're getting this guy instead of Kanye. I heard too that maybe that Kanye and Kid Cudi. I'm not sure if I'm saying his name correctly, but Kanye and Kid Cudi were having a beef. So maybe a lot of people were saying, I take Kanye West's side in this.
The beef came out on stage.
Kanye was supposed to headline, and then he pulled out last minute. And then Kid Cudi took a spot and then got booed off stage. And then I guess a little while later, Kanye came out on someone else's stage as a guest.
Oh, man. So they found the video.
Oh, so it's called the Rolling Loud Festival.
Yeah, Kanye joined Lil Durk. And then Kanye played with Lil Durk a song where Kid Cudi actually performed the chorus in the recorded version.
I think it was a very good troll by Kanye.
Kid Cudi.
I don't no.
Kid Cudi stepped in as a day one headliner for Rolling Loud Miami 2022, replacing Kanye West, who canceled his performance with no explanation. Fans in attendance were not happy with the last-minute replacement, chanting Kanye and throwing objects at Cudi, during his set. It's from Hypebeast.
SKPop says that prior to the release of Donda 2, Ye took to Instagram to announce that Cudi would not be part of the album due to his friendship with Pete Davidson.
Oh.
So
it all goes back to the Kardashians.
It always goes back to the Kardashians.
Here is something controversial I'll say.
Uh-oh.
I don't think any man who has married into the Kardashian clan comes out of that marriage or relationship unscathed mentally.
Lamar Odom?
Oh my gosh. Lamar Odom. Scott Disick.
Yeah. Well, you know, Chloe and Tristan either just had or about to have a baby. Tristan Thompson.
Will Kanye and Kid Cudi publicly reconcile?
I say no.
Do you think Kanye was, like, happy that happened to Kid Cudi?
Yes, I think he was very happy.
I felt bad for the guy. He was like kind of like when my dad would threaten to turn the car around because we were making action figure noises in the back of the car.
The fans were being wise guys, and he's like, I'm going to stop this concert. And then they bopped him with something, and he's like, you ever bop your dad with something from the back seat?
No, but we would do like gun noises and stuff for our G.I. Joe, so it'd be like... My dad has that thing where certain noises are very annoying for him. I think that's just called being a grump. But he did not like that. He's like, guys, enough with the sound effects!
Keep it up.
And then I got into podcasting professionally.
As long as Kid Cudi is friends with Pete Davidson,
yeah,
I don't think they'll ever reconcile.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll reconcile just because I think he's so wrapped up in his own mythology. Unless Kid Cudi comes crawling back and tries to say, I'm sorry, I'm not friends with Pete Davidson, which I don't see Kid Cudi doing that. I don't know Kid Cudi very well, but it doesn't seem like that would make sense. I don't think they'll make up and be friends again, I'm sorry.
I'm hopeful that they will, so I'm going to put that out into the atmosphere. The digital atmosphere that I think it's possible. So let's try and manifest that. Let's bring them back together. Let's do what we can in our thoughts.
Oh my gosh, you sound like a therapist.
Yeah, you sound like a therapist.
Let's make it manifest. Make manifest their rekindling friendship. Maybe they can work it out.
Now you sound like you work at a gem store in a posh part of town.
Oh, thank you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Doja sells her dungeon.
Doja Cat has just listed her home.
Where's her
for
home?
For sale?
Yeah, for sale, yeah. After, just living there for less than 1 year, really.
Oh, my gosh.
She bought this home in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it was kind of boho chic.
Yes, it was boho chic. And she bought it for $2.2 million in 2021, and now she's listing it for $2.5 million.
Nice. Nice little chunk right there.
Yeah.
for Doja Cat.
$400,000 profit.
Did she rent it out during the last year? Like, let's say maybe she was back on tour. Did she rent it out the whole time?
I don't think so, because according to this article, she's already moved out.
This house is pretty nice. $2.5 million for this home. I think that's pretty good.
It is. I mean, considering how everything decent in Silver Lake is $2 million.
Like LA, you're lucky to get like an okay house for $1 million. And this actually, it's pretty stylish. It was built in 1960.
But it has those nice beams.
Yeah, but it looks like it was built in 1960. Like it's a bold space age kind of
style.
What
would you pay? What do you think the going rate for that rental would be?
The going rate for the rental?
Yeah.
Well, she's listing it for sale, so, but I think if she rented it out, probably
$10,000. Yeah. A day?
No, a month.
No, a month.
No way.
Yeah, maybe $12,000 a month.
But because it's Doja Cat's, it seems like it would be.
You think she could get
that much more valuable?
I do fail to recognize how far her star has ascended at times.
Huh. I mean, she does have a lot of listeners or followers on Spotify.
That's true. Right.
It probably wouldn't be an Airbnb, I bet. It would be a private rental agreement.
Yes, it would.
Is there a wager to be made around?
My bet is, which neighborhood is she moving to? Is she staying in Beverly Hills, or is she just going to a different neighbor in Los Angeles?
She's moving from Beverly Hills to a different neighborhood.
I say she's moving to Brentwood.
You think Doja Cat's
going to... No, not Brentwood, Bel Air, because everybody seems to be buying Bel Air. So, yes, my bet is she's going to move to Bel Air.
307?
I want to say Doja Cat, you know, the top of her game right now. She's going to move to the Hollywood Hills.
Damn, man. That was my guess.
If you want to say that too, that's fine.
No, I'm going to pick
a copycat.
I was not going to say somewhere like
Silver Lake. Where are you talking
about? I was going to say Silver Lake. Silver Lake had another rock star move in there just recently. Bob Weir from Grateful Dead.
Oh, wow.
So that's probably is a signifier to Doja Cat that, okay, this is a very cool area.
But isn't Bob Weir like 70 years old? So like the aging rockers are moving to Silver Lake?
I mean, of course, yeah. But so isn't, are...
Doesn't Bob Weir have
74.
A band, doesn't Bob Weir have a band called like Doja Rat or something?
Yeah, Doja Rat.
Wow.
So I think that she's going to recognize that it's the perfect place to live.
Got
Silver
it.
Lake, Hollywood Hills, Bel Air. Bel Air is such a classic, old vintage, full of very old money. They don't have dumb street names in Bel Air. They don't have like...
Peachtree Battle.
Right.
Wow. Shots fired.
That's a bet. That might be my sure thing of the week.
Space Sperm.
Where do you guys live?
In our home.
You live in a house?
A townhouse.
Oh, that makes sense.
Tri-level.
Yeah. So I thought maybe you'd be on like a ship somewhere, like a spaceship.
No. No.
Or an asteroid or something like that, like you're an alien.
We're living among the humans, and they don't even know, which is one of the greatest parts. They just don't realize that we're NFTs. There's part of our programming is to adjust our form when humans see us. It's sort of like a hologram.
If you're in a spaceship, do not masturbate.
Really?
Yeah. It's against the rules.
That sounds like a dare.
Astronauts have warned against masturbating in space over fears female astronauts could get impregnated by stray fluids.
No. Well, even beyond that, can in space just a single sperm get out of the fluid and then swim through the air?
I mean, aren't spacesuits designed to block penetration?
Well, apparently there's nude astronauts.
Late night TV host Conan O'Brien waded into the uncomfortable topic while interviewing a NASA engineer, asking him if he had ever sent porn to the International Space Station. No, none of that. Does porn work in zero gravity? It goes everywhere. Three female astronauts can be impregnated by the same man on the same session. It finds its way.
I think it's a little short-sighted to assume that someone's going to be masturbating because there's such a thing known as nocturnal emissions.
True.
True. I wonder if they put a little piece of tape over the urethra so that none of the sperm comes
out. Or maybe
they
have special underwear, like the Mormons do.
A tiny cork.
Maybe they just wear condoms all the time. A tiny quirky, you're saying?
A tiny cork.
jam a little corky into there.
Yeah. Like the stopper on a wine bottle.
That's very interesting, because I once read an
that's better than mine.
Article of how they were, you know, doing experiments on how two people could have sex in space, because it's very hard because there's zero gravity.
Sure is.
And is there zero gravity porn?
That's a good question. I'm going to Google it on my work computer.
Surely there is.
So they were doing experiments if people could have the penetration sex with a swing on, some sort of swing on, because there's like zero gravity there.
Swing on? What do you mean?
Because they were thinking if both people were on swings, if they could have penetration sex in space.
The same swing, presumably.
I'm searching for zero gravity on some of my favorite porno websites, and I'm not seeing anything. I'm just seeing, like, I guess people branded their porn company as zero gravity. A lot of blowjobs. Seeing a lot of butts, kind of like people showing off their assholes. And here's one, femdom videos. When we count to zero, come on our feet.
So no.
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 Oh, right. I thought everything had been done in porn before, but not zero gravity porn. That's a revelation today.
I feel like we just thought of that.
I mean, it's probably cost prohibitive, though. I think a lot of porn is kind of created on the cheap.
I bet NASA has done this.
They've videotaped it. But for science purposes?
Yes.
And you're
how
saying,
would they know all this?
Oh, yeah, surely they're trying it. Yeah, how would they? I mean, how would they know, really?
Maybe that's one of the first experiments the Russians did on Yuri Gagarin when he first went up to space to see what happens if you jack off.
Yuri.
Yuri, yes.
Yuri, we have something we want to mention to you. The thought. When you're up there, well, that sounds like an awkward conversation to have.
Maybe they...
For science.
Because, scientists are very sly and cunning, so maybe they were like, oh, Yuri, you're such a bad boy. And they started talking dirty to him until he just couldn't handle it anymore. And he's like, oh, I'm going to go out to the storage facility. And then starts...
They're going to go out to the storage facility.
I mean, if anybody...
He hid behind a little box.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So what? Who cares? Storage facilities are a great place to whack off.
I think it's most likely that they did the experiment on him before anybody else, because he was all alone in this confined space for over 20 hours. I mean, what did he do?
Yeah, what is he supposed to do?
Yeah.
Within the next week, will we be able to track down zero gravity porn? Does it exist?
And you're saying authentic, no special effects.
Yeah, no special
authentic.
Effects.
No, authentic. No. I'm sorry, authentic.
Now you're saying, because isn't there like zero-G simulators? Does that exist?
I mean,
simulators. That's okay. That would be okay, I think.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to... We're talking about who's gone to this trouble.
Yeah. I mean, there haven't really been a lot of human beings in outer space, I guess. To zero gravity.
Here's my bet. In simulation, zero gravity, yes, it exists. True zero gravity, no, it does not exist.
My bet is we're not going to find it, period. There's a lot of porn of a lot of things, but I think it's just too expensive for...
Too expensive.
Yeah, I mean, if someone wants to really see it, maybe they'll make it happen. A lot of people have Matt Damon's friggin' buying $8.5 million houses. So.
He could put in a zero-G porn studio.
I mean, it probably costs, what, to make a zero-G porn? Maybe like $7 million?
I mean, first you'll need flight tickets to on a SpaceX rocket.
How much are those?
Until you'll have to rent out the whole plane because other
we could put up a sheet.
Well, we could do it in collaboration with Elon, Mr. Musk.
Yeah, he's the only person who can probably make that true zero-G porn, actually.
He could fund Tesla with this new discovery.
That's why he's always talking about to the moon.
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket with a Crew Dragon capsule Endeavor launched at 11:17 a.m. from the Kennedy Space Center. Private mission to ISS. The widely reported price for tickets is $55
million. Each?
Yes.
Okay.
But this one actually goes to, like, space.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of money.
If you just want to go to the edge of space on Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2, the ticket prices are $450,000.
That's not going to work, because we're looking for people to have sex and no virgins allowed.
Yes.
I bet that if we put a call out to the listeners and they know about it, they'll send us proof that it exists. I don't think it has to be visual. I don't care to see it. I am curious about, you know, I would see it. I'd look at it. I bet that there's government research that's been done on it. Legitimately.
That's not pornography, then. That's people having sex on video.
Yeah.
That's called gossip, Luke.
See, now we're getting into a conversation about the semantics of pornography, though.
Yes. Yeah. What we're talking about is pornography, at least
intended to titillate, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, no, because some, you know, there's some sexy movie. I don't know. Whatever. Let's move on to the next thing.
Wee woo.
Are emergency vehicles too loud?
Yes.
No. Sometimes there's an ambulance coming and the people behind me aren't moving over. And I'm like, why aren't you moving over? Can you not hear it?
I think they're too loud because whenever I hear a live broadcast, you hear emergency vehicles all the time. If it's that loud that it bleeds into a live broadcast, then it's too loud.
I mean, you should be doing your broadcast by the emergency.
Sirens, loud and effective and risky, says the New York Times.
Ineffective?
Yes. For all the noise they create and attention they draw, sirens combined with emergency lights and speeding can be a force multiplier for more harm than good, some experts said. Newer siren models rely on sound waves that can not only be heard but physically felt.
Oh gosh, so it's worse. So what if a person was on their brakes and all of a sudden they get anxiety from those like sound waves and then they push on their accelerator?
They should know that there's someone who's having pulmonary thrombosis. And the ambulance is rushing to this person having pulmonary thrombosis. And they got to get out of the way. Get out of the way. Maybe if they just have a voice that says, get out of the way. Because when sirens were invented, now I'm playing devil's advocate. When sirens were invented, you know, the machinery was only capable of going, but now we're in 2022 where you could have a voice that goes, and kind of a loud commanding voice, and says, move, bitch, get out the way.
Wow,
get
what
out
is this voice you're doing?
It's ludicrous.
That would be more effective. It would be entertaining, too, if you saw it, if you heard it coming down the street.
Yes, I think that's actually a good idea.
You'd like, welcome the vehicles.
Yeah, 307.
I think some people, too, maybe people on the sidewalk, they could start dancing, have a party. Have some subwoofers blasting out the side.
I don't know. I think
it's party bus.
Sound waves being felt is a bad idea. I can see that being the basis of a class action lawsuit 10 years from now.
What if ambulances got a little cheeky and they played the Bee Gees classic, Stayin' Alive?
Oh, that would be a fun notion.
Wouldn't that be a fun thing?
Yeah, that would be fun, actually.
Sirens have to compete now with the improved insulation and sound systems of modern cars.
Oh. Wow.
It sounds like whoever wrote this study just sounds so...
up their own ass.
It's so
they must be...
Dr. Clausen.
Oh, really? Clausen. I'm sorry. I take that back.
He said the overuse of lights and sirens posed a public health dilemma.
He said
killing nuns and children at crosswalks because you're running lights and sirens on a mouse bite doesn't make any sense.
Did that happen? Or is he stating hypotheticals?
I don't know.
Dr. Clausen, I bet Dr. Clausen makes at least $200,000 a year because that thing about newer cars insulate sirens, that sounds like a very rich person's thought.
Dr. Jeff Clausen is the founder of the International Academies of Emergency Dispatch in Salt Lake City. Sirens can be useful in certain situations, but they can be harmful to responders who suffer premature hearing loss and to patients who can be stressed by the noise and then the risk of accidents.
Isn't it up to the first responders to choose when they're going to use their sirens?
I'm going to bet by the end of the year that there is going to be a lot of pressure on emergency vehicles to lower the noise.
Really, you think this article is going to kick off a new movement?
Yeah.
I think, no, people are not going to care about this because one thing I've learned about the activists on the internet is that most of them get obsessed with one thing and then they move on to the other thing later.
I completely agree.
So you don't think people are going to care about this for more than 2 or 3 days or however long Dr. Clausen talks about it? When do you think Dr. Clausen's going to move on to the next thing?
He's not going to move on to the next thing. He's the head of the emergency responders.
He's making money here.
And I want you to think about it this week until next week. Why don't we at least agree to table this so you can really think hard about it in your own life if you think that they make emergency sirens too loud?
Okay, this is a loot obsession.
Yes.
Yes.
Can we review our bets from this week?
Bet recap. Is the Gremlins versus Baby Yoda going to lead to legal action?
Will Kanye and Kid Cudi reconcile? Where's Doja Cat moving? Will the pop culture hosts find authentic zero-gravity pornography? Will sirens get quieter?
Contact us, iheartpropculture@gmail.com or iloveprop culture@gmail.com. Make a fun, friendly wager with us. Because everything we say in this podcast is completely unreliable. Prop Culture is a production of School of Humans and iHeart Podcasts. Closing up the missive.
The missive is closing.
Until next time, Prop Culture.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach!
Give me great food.
Tacos!
Give me adventure.
Hiking!
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise!
Give me some smiles.
Cheese!
Give me more beaches.
Beaches!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.